just drives me crazy that more departments don't really stand up and start raising all kinds of you-know-what when we don't give you the resources that you need to get the job done, particularly in management. I mean, there seems to be a lack of appreciation in this body for management and the importance, you know, of what you say, having the right people with the right knowledge and skills at the right time, having to give them the tools. And I think you ought to stand up and fight. And just don't get rolled. Just make a deal out of it. Get the president involved. If I'm going to get the job done, I got to have the tools in those departments to get the job done.
A lot of agencies seem to be reticent to come out and say we need more money, because obviously everybody always needs more money. No one's ever believes there's enough. Is that one of your parting messages, if you will, as you kind of retire in the next couple months? Or is there something more from a management perspective that you would say?
Well, first of all, when I was governor, that was, in fact, at some of our state of the states, is working harder and smarter and doing more with less. Harder and smarter and doing more with less. So I know that there are efficiencies that can be brought to bear in all of the federal agencies. On the other hand, there are many instances where we have loaded them up with additional responsibilities and not given them the wherewithal for them to get the job done. And I also have another saying, that if I ask you to do a job and I don't give you the resources for you to get the job done, then basically what I'm telling you is I don't think very much of the job that I'm asking you to perform. So the issue is, are these agencies getting the wherewithal that they need to do the management transformation that we'd like to see? And it sometimes appears that Congress, when they start looking at budgets, slash those budgets, failing to realize that having the right people with the right knowledge and skills at the right place is going to really make a difference in terms of providing services to the American people and also in terms of management. So it's something that I have observed here is that too often members of Congress who have not had any management experience don't fully appreciate the fact that folks need to have the resources to do their job, and management and human capital is extremely important to our success. I mean, one of the things that I ran into when I first came here is in the Gipper report, there wasn't anything in there about succession planning or having the resources, human resources, that you need to get the job done, which is fundamental to any successful organization. So I'm hoping that as we get into this belt tightening, that Congress is aware of the fact that if you're going to have good management and transform departments like the Department of Homeland Security, they've got to have the resources they need to get the job done. Just close on this note. I came here, one of the first questions I asked, I sent a letter out. This is back in 99 or 2000. And I sent a letter out to the directors of the various secretaries of the departments. And I said, I'd like to know, how much money do you spend on training? And the answer came back, I don't know, but for one department, and that department said to me, we know, but we won't tell you. So again, training is so important. You've got to upgrade people's skills. And most successful organizations, major corporations, put a lot of money in training. And quite frankly, in this operation here, the federal government, we don't do enough in that particular area.